Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Parashat Metzora. Yes, it's the second portion that we're dealing with diseases. In the latest version, or the oldest version of translation of the Bible, when we're talking about the Metzora, the Tzara'at, the translation based on the ancient Greek 70s translation is leprosy. Of course, it is not leprosy. Throughout the years, this understanding or the connection between leprosy and Tzara'at made a lot of problems to the Jewish people. The Torah describes this disease in two portions. Therefore, a lot of the commentaries and explanations that came from different nations talked about this problem Jewish people have with leprosy. A disease that comes and brings people together, and you can cross around people many, many times. And this took a different angle when a lot of ancient philosophers, including Tacitus, even connected the lines between the connections of leprosy and this obsession Jewish people have with leprosy and not eating pig or pork. They talked about different diseases that went across nations at times, and all connected to this basic problem Jewish people have with leprosy. Look, the Bible talks about it for two different portions. Of course, this is not the same disease. It's a well-known fact now that after Professor Anson understood this is a specific disease, leprosy, that doesn't go to other people, and it can be treated with antibiotics. Today, this disease is almost vanishing in the world. There are some people. But you know, when you go through Jerusalem and you say this is the hospital for leprosy and this and that, and what we have in mind in India brought this connection in mind. In many, many years, there was a lot of connection to leprosy and anti-Semitism. Yes, Jewish people were targeted once again, connected to the sanitarian and clinical devices Jewish people have to do to avoid this disease. In this week portion, one of the biggest commentaries that I love, Rav Hirsch, explains that when you read the whole Torah and you see that if two portions are dedicated to this disease, so-called, surely it's not a physical condition. We talked about it last week already, that we're talking about something that is more than a physical condition, a disease, but this is a phenomenon that's connected to the spiritual side of things. Tzara'at is not leprosy. Tzara'at is a way to see or to reflect about the inner soul of a person. If somebody talks bad things, usually that's what our sages say, and basically doesn't know how to interact with others, this disease is going to come and show symbols. It could be on your wall, it could be on your clothes, and then on your body, to the extent that you're going to have a constant reminder of you need to behave, you need to reflect on that. As I said, Tacitus connected to this disease into the fact this is why we left Egypt. That the Egyptians threw us away from Egypt because of the leprosy that we were dealing with. Of course, an absurd idea, but I think there is a connection between the Exodus and Passover we're entering in a couple of days and the story of leprosy. Because if we need to narrow down what is the issue, why the Torah had to take two portions to deal with this disease, so-called, we understand one thing, the importance of unity. A person who goes through this Tzara'at, this procedure, and needs to be outcasted from camp, he goes, and we talked about it last week, he reflects about what made him behave the way he behaved and how can he come back and adopt himself into the camp, into the people. The story of unity is a pinnacle point of the story of the Exodus. Why? Because when you look at the story of the Exodus and you go into the roots of where everything started, surely you remember the story of Joseph and his brothers. And the story that started with like brothers against brother and somebody that's being thrown away into Egypt, and all the stories that developed from that, it all starts with a lack of unity. So in the night of Passover and the holiday of Passover, we're talking about unity, and especially at that special night, the night they left Egypt, when they had to sacrifice this big lamb and put it on the fire. We see a couple of elements that talk about unity. Number one, a simple cooking thing. When you cook and you boil something in water, all the fat, everything goes out. When you put fire on it and you cook it only on fire, it stays in. Unity. The command to stay only at your home the whole night of the sacrifice is another sign of unity. You stay together in one home. Remember the unity. And of course, when you need to be together in your family, in your group, not to break it down, not to bring friends or people you decide to bring, but bring together the family. It's all the story of unity. The night of Passover, we remember the importance of unity, and from that we can leave Egypt as one nation. What happened in the past, what separated us together and brought us into Egypt, is going to be finished now in the night of Passover. We're going to live. Coming back to the disease and the story of the Metzorah, we remember now, we understand now. Yes, it was important to deal with this condition for two parashot to explain to you how important is your community, how important it is to behave in a manner that's going to bring you inside, connected. Don't be scattered away. Don't leave the camp. Don't be a person that makes the environment around them a negative one. So not a disease, not at all. A story of unity in two portions. Look how important it is. Shabbat Shalom and happy Passover.